Welcome to College Football Truth Day. I'm Riley Ruby from Chicago Sports Network.
And I'm Lincoln Stevens from American Football Network.
We hope that you will be following us all throughout the season as we pick the winners of the major college football matchups. Make sure you check out our YouTube channels and follow us on our podcast to make sure that you never miss another episode of College Football Truth Day.
Make sure you're following along. We really appreciate all of you guys' support. We'll take a quick ad break and we'll be right back with all the action. Welcome back to College Football Truth Day, everybody. Today we bring you, we're going to start out with a week four recap because it was just a crazy week. Upsets all over the board. So we're going to get started with Clemson and NC State. Game goes into overtime, double overtime. NC State comes out the winner, 27-21. Clemson did not look good offensively. Defensively, they looked good, but their guys were just exhausted. I think NC State was on the field for like 40-something minutes, and Clemson was only about 13 or 12, something like that. I'm about to get that for you guys, but some injuries to the Clemson defense as well. Tyler Davis was out before the game. Brissett went out during the game. Shipley went out during the game as well. So I'm pulling up the time of possession now. And NC State had the ball for 41 minutes or for 42 minutes, and Clemson had the ball 18 minutes. So not very good there. Clemson side. What were your thoughts on the game?
Well, I think it proved everything that I saw before in the Georgia Tech game. Clemson's offense is, I'm sorry, it's just pathetic. It's just a sorry excuse for offense because the defense did not look as good as it has previously. So I think that there's some issues there because I think that the issue for the defense is now, are they going to be able to hold up as well as they have been when they're on the field for 40-plus minutes? It's hard to do that with injuries to Brian Brissett that may have him out for multiple weeks. James Skoski could be out next week. Tyler Davis, is he back or probably not?
No.
Did number 8, I'm blanking on his name.
Trey Williams. He came back in the game, though, so he's fine.
And Andrew Booth did not look as good as before, but that may have been the height advantage. So generally, it's not that I have anything against Clemson. They look bad. They look really, really bad. Not only are their playoff hopes dead, but their ACC championship hopes may be fading unless if this NC State team does not do as well as we thought, or as well as they do against Clemson. So we'll see.
Looking over some of the other games from the weekend, Oklahoma winners over West Virginia 16-13 with a game-winning field goal. Iowa squeaking by Colorado State 24-14.
One quick thing I want to add about that Iowa game. I want to point out Colorado State is one of the worst FBS teams in the – like they're bad. They're really, really bad. Most teams in the Missouri Valley, which is the conference that I watch a lot – would beat Colorado State. So playing Colorado State within 10 points and basically almost losing to them throughout the game, that scares me. That Iowa offense is almost as bad as Clemson's. So I just think Iowa hasn't had any test. I don't know who's going to test Iowa. It may be this upcoming week against Maryland, but offensively, I don't know. I was in trouble too. Iowa, even though they won, I would think that they're in a lot of trouble because offensively they just don't have any firepower. And then a quick thing for the Oklahoma game. Oklahoma also, they keep getting the win, so I'll give them credit for that. But you got to be able to show some offensive dynamic stuff because if you get into the playoff and you play like that, they're going to get blown out just like they did against LSU. So.
Probably worse than they've got blown out in past years.
LSU is pretty bad. Though,
because like, at least in past years, they could score 20-something points and keep it close for about a quarter. Mm-hmm. So looking at some other games, Notre Dame winners over Wisconsin, 41-13.
So
BYU topping South Florida 35-27. That one a little bit closer. Michigan beating Rutgers 20-13. Georgia Tech upsetting North Carolina 45-22.
So there's a couple of things that I want to add with those two games, with the Notre Dame one and then with the Georgia Tech one. North Carolina looks bad right now. They do not look like a championship competing program. And to be honest, North Carolina isn't going to make the ACC championship game. Like, they would need a lot of help to make the ACC championship game because both of their losses are to conference opponents. Sam Howell does not look that great. So we'll see. I think North Carolina's schedule gets a little bit easier as the year goes on, with games against Duke and Florida State in the next 2 weeks. But games against Miami and Wake Forest and Notre Dame and Pitt, they're in a lot of trouble. And I'm going to make a little bit of a bold prediction here. I don't think North Carolina makes a bowl game. I think they go 5-7. And then with the Notre Dame game, it was a little bit closer than the score says, 41-13. But Notre Dame really did try dominate Wisconsin, especially on the offense. I don't think that that's that impressive, but they dominated them their run game. And Notre Dame's defense, it looked bad in week one, but in week four, it's looking really good. I'd watch out for Notre Dame, as we'll probably talk about later on in this podcast. We will talk about later on this podcast with Notre Dame and Cincinnati. So there's some big games there.
Rounding out the top 25, Oklahoma State winners over Kansas, number 25, Kansas State, 31-20. And then the one game or two games we skipped to come back to, Arkansas winners over A&M, 20-10. KJ Jefferson left the game, but he's back. He came back, and he's going to be good to go for the Georgia game for Arkansas, as there's no major injury or anything there for him. So Arkansas played a good game. And then Baylor upsetting number 14 Iowa State, a huge win for the Bears. They're now 4-0 on the season. I don't believe they were ranked in the AP poll that just came out, but if they win next week, they very well could sneak into the top 25.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. My bad. Baylor's ranked number 21.
Okay, so Baylor's number 21. They'll be a top 20 team if they can get the win next week. It will be a little tougher of a game. I think they get West Virginia next week.
Is it Oklahoma State?
I'm trying to pull that. That's right. I think it is Oklahoma State next week. If it'll load, we can get back to you on that. But do you have any thoughts on Arkansas?
Arkansas, we'll talk about. I don't want to get too much into my thoughts because we're obviously going to do a lot of talking about that with the upcoming Georgia-Arkansas game. But Arkansas, they looked amazing in that first quarter, and then they started to slow it down a little bit. So I'm a little bit concerned because I'm not high on Texas A&M at all. So we'll see whether whether Arkansas can keep consistently see throughout the game. But we'll see. But Arkansas looking really, really good right now as they rose all the way to number 8 in the country, number 8. So I'll give them a little bit of credit for that.
Well, that'll wrap up our week 4 recap. We will come back and preview our big 3 games for next week. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a quick second. Welcome back, everybody. So we've already previewed our big 3 games and given you a recap. So now we're going to jump into the rest of our picking games, and we will give you our picks for our big 3 games just one more time as a reminder. But our first game is Virginia at Miami. This is going to be an interesting game. Who are you taking in this game?
I got Virginia in this game. I just don't like Miami this season, and I think Virginia just has a better offensive team, better defense. And I know Miami is kind of a little bit more known for their defense, but I got Virginia here. I think Bronco or Mendenhall has got this team heading into the right direction, so I got them.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm taking Virginia all day long. I think Brennan Armstrong is going to carve up the Miami defense, and they're going to come out of there with a solid ACC win. Now we have our next game is Iowa at Maryland. Both of these teams coming in undefeated with some pretty good wins. Iowa didn't look so sharp against Colorado State. Maryland beat Kent State and covered their 14.5 spread. Who are you taking in this game?
I'm going to go with a little bit of a wild card here. I'm going to pick Maryland here. That Colorado State game really scares me. And this game isn't in Iowa's stadium. So I'm picking Maryland. I think that this is going to be a really fun matchup. And if it wasn't for the other three big games of the day with Cincy, Notre Dame, Arkansas, Georgia, Oklahoma, or Ole Miss, and Alabama, like, this would be one of our top games. But I'm going to pick the Maryland Terpins, and I'm going to trust Tua's brother here, so I'm going to take Maryland.
I'm taking Iowa. I know they haven't had very good defense. I mean, I know their offense hasn't looked that good, but that defense is just so good, and they definitely have better athletes than Maryland, so I'm taking Iowa. But our next game is Mississippi State at Texas A&M. Who are you taking in this game?
I got the Aggies, so this game... I want to take the Aggies, and I think that they're going to win, but this game I'm really torn on because the Aggies just don't look that great, but Mississippi State doesn't look great. So I'm going to take the Aggies here to take the win here, but I would not be surprised if Mississippi State wins this game.
Yeah, I'm going to take Mississippi State in this game. Will Rogers playing a lot better than KJ Costello did last year. Mike Leach's offense is looking good. I think that Will Rogers won't make any mistakes. I wasn't impressed at all by A&M's offense last week against Arkansas. So I think that I think the Bulldogs should have no problem in this game. I do think it'll be a closer game, but I think they'll come out on top. Our next game is Florida at Kentucky, SEC East matchup. Who are you taking?
I got the Florida Gators here. Even though they kind of struggled against Tennessee in the first half, they really pulled out the victory. So Florida really has a good running game this season, which is kind of funny because they had the number one pass game last season, number one run game this season, or at least it's up there. I really think this could be an interesting matchup, and I could see Kentucky winning this matchup just because Kentucky has played pretty well all season, but I got the Gators winning this one.
Yeah, I also have Florida winning this game. Like you said, they played Tennessee close but pulled it out. They almost came back and beat Bama after being down 21-3 at the end of the first quarter. I just think Florida has too much offense for Kentucky. Our next game is Michigan at Wisconsin. This is another one, like you're talking about, the Iowa-Maryland game that could have very well been a Big Three game if not for such a loaded slate this week. But who are you taking in this game?
So this game... It tears me apart because, like, both teams are good at one thing and both teams are bad at one thing. Both quarterbacks suck. Both quarterbacks are awful. Graham Mertz is probably better than Cade McNamara, but not by a lot. So who do you think's rushing game is better, Michigan or Wisconsin? And I think Wisconsin's just going to be very deflated after the Notre Dame game. So I'm going to give the edge to Michigan here, but by no means do I expect... a blowout here. I expect a slugfest, just like the Penn State-Wisconsin game.
I agree. Yeah, Wisconsin, they've played two close games this year. I know the score wasn't very close by the end of the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game, but that game was very tight the entire, all the way up until about 8 minutes to go in the game. So I just think those are very deflating losses with Penn State and Notre Dame. And especially eventually getting blown out by them. And I just think Michigan has a lot more confidence. So I think they're going to get the win. Next up, Arizona State at UCLA, a key Pac-12 matchup. Who are you taking?
I think this Pac-12 matchup will determine the Pac-12 South. I'm going to pick the Bruins. Even though the Bruins lost to Fresno State in a nail-biter, I think Fresno State is a team that is severely underrated. Because Oregon is the number three team in the country and they almost beat them. They beat UCLA at UCLA. I'm going to take the Bruins in this matchup, even though I was a little bit trashing on them with Fresno State beating them. But I really think that Arizona State isn't as well or as good as they were advertised at the beginning of the year. So I'm going to take the Bruins to win this matchup and to win the Pac-12 South. I kind of said that in a prediction earlier, but...
I'm taking Arizona State in this game. Jaden Daniels is a really good quarterback. DTR got injured in the game. He did in the UCLA game. He did return. But I just think, I still think Arizona State is a better team. And going to your point about Fresno State, they only lost to Oregon by three at Oregon, and they outplayed Oregon the entire game. Just the talent and depth, lack of depth, the talent gap and lack of depth for Fresno State ended up giving Oregon the win. But moving on to our next game, Washington at Oregon State. Who do you have?
I got the, you know what? I'm going to go big, and I'm going to pick the Oregon State Beavers here. I think that Oregon State, like I had Washington when I looked at this matchup, but you know what I think, is it Sam Hurd? Is that their quarterback?
I think so.
I think he's still starting. He looks awful. I'm going to pick the Oregon State Beavers. I watched that game last night against USC. Good Lord, they blew USC out. I know USC has not had a very good season, but they put a smacking on them. So I'm going to pick the Beavers here in a little bit of an upset. Not really.
I agree. I don't think Washington is as good as we thought they were coming into the season, and I, too, watched that game last night. I just think USC – I still think USC is better than Washington, and Oregon State just beat up USC like it was nobody's business. But moving on to our next game, we have the battle of two Texas schools, Texas at TCU. Who are you taking in this game?
The TCU Horned Frogs do not look very good this season compared to what I thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to be an improved team with a lot of talent coming back. And I was listening to the draft podcast earlier this year, and they were talking about how much talent was coming out of TCU and how much talent was still stay there and there. So I'm really disappointed in TCU. And Texas has looked really, really good with, is it Caleb Thompson?
Casey Thompson.
Casey Thompson, that's it. Casey Thompson, so I'm going to pick Texas Longhorns, I guess hook 'em horns then.
I agree. I'm taking Texas. Casey Thompson in that offense has looked much improved since he took over rather than when Hudson Card had it. Bijan Robinson, still one of the best running, top two or three running back in the country. Very explosive guy. I think Texas just has too much. And like you said, TCU has not been playing well at all. Our next game, Louisville at Wake Forest. Who do you have in this one?
So this is a little bit of a difficult game here because Louisville and Wake Forest, it's a tough matchup because both teams have had a pretty decent start to the season. But I'm going to pick my Wake Forest Demon Deacons here because they gave me a big win last week that helped me get that three-game advantage over Lincoln here in our season-long Pick'em Challenge. So I'm going to keep the Demon Deacons on here, and I'm going to keep a roll with them. Go 5-0, Demon Deacons.
I'm going to go with Louisville here. Malik Cunningham and Louisville battled against UCF. They come out looking really good against Florida State. I think they're going to come out strong. I think they're going to put up some points, and I don't know if Wake Forest is going to be able to keep up. But I could go either way with this game. But I'm going to go with Louisville. Our next game is Texas Tech at West Virginia. Who do you have?
Texas Tech is awful. West Virginia looked really good, especially defensively. I expect not a blowout because I don't think West Virginia has the capability to do that, but I expect a comfortable game for West Virginia. I got the Mountaineers winning this one.
I agree. I expect it to be one of those games where the scoreboard doesn't show that it was like they're not going to beat them by four or five touchdowns, but they're never going to – West Virginia will never feel like the game was out of control. Texas Tech will probably never even lead in the game unless they get the ball first and somehow score a touchdown on West Virginia. They got killed by Texas last week, so I'm taking the Mountaineers. Our next game, Oklahoma at Kansas State. Who are you taking in this game?
I'm going to take Oklahoma here. I think that even though Oklahoma is a very talented team, I could see Kansas State winning this game. I know Kansas State has won the last two matchups, so I just feel like it's bad luck to pick the same team to upset them three times. But if they do that, I would not be surprised one bit. I'm picking Oklahoma here, but with the utmost reluctance.
I'm taking Oklahoma as well. We heard the crowd last night from Oklahoma chanting. We want Caleb talking about their young freshman who's the number two quarterback in the class, in the 2020 class. But I expect Rattler to come out with a chip on his shoulder and to come out firing and get this offense rolling. And I think they're going to come out and beat Kansas State by a couple of touchdowns, by 10 to 17 points. Next game, Army at Ball State. Who do you have?
I got Army here. I was so disappointed in Ball State. I was so tempted to take Toledo, and I'm like, I really should have taken Toledo. So I'm not picking Ball State again. I got the Army. Army winning this game. Who do you got in this one?
I agree. I'm taking Army. The triple option is going to be tough for Ball State to handle, and Army's looked good this year against similar teams like Ball State, teams with similar talent. So I'm taking the Black Knights in this game. Next game, Liberty at UAB. Who are you taking?
I got Liberty here. I just think UAB hasn't really impressed me this season. Liberty lost to Syracuse, which is a little bit concerning. But I think Liberty will have a bounce back game here, and I think they'll take home the victory.
I agree completely, but I would not be surprised at all if UAB gets the win. They have a stout defense, a pretty solid offense, but Liberty just has too much on the offensive side with Joshua Mack, Malik Willis, and those guys. Our next game, Indiana at Penn State. Who are you taking?
Well, I got a dive and a pylon of 50-50, so I think I'm going to take Penn State here in this one. So basically, if you don't get the reference, that was Michael Penix last year when they played Indiana. But I think Penn State's going to come away with a victory here, mostly because it's a home game. I don't know what to think of Penn State. I think they're a good team, but like, are they really that good? Like, they haven't impressed me other than in the Wisconsin game. The Auburn game was a really struggle, and that's not a bad thing, but Auburn did not look good against Georgia State. So I want Penn State to really make a statement game in this one, but I expect the Nifty Lions to come away with a victory here.
Yeah, I'm taking Penn State in this one, but one quick thing about Auburn-Penn State. If those SEC refs wouldn't have been helping Auburn out, Penn State wins that game by two or three touchdowns for sure. So even with the refs against them, they still come out as 8-point victors in that one. Moving on, next game, Boston College at Clemson. The news broke. Shipley probably out the rest of the year with a torn ACL. They think Brissy might have a torn ACL as well. Tyler Davis missing this game also. Skalski may not be back. Who are you taking in this game?
I love Dabo as a head coach, but I don't think there's any chance that his pregame speeches and his practice stuff can do anything to help this completely awful offense. I got Boston College getting the win here. Boston College really impressed me against Missouri. So if Boston College didn't win that game, I'd probably pick Clemson. But Clemson, they look so awful right now. That the defense, even though it's pretty good, it's good, don't get me wrong, but when you have so many starters out, you're at a point where you're just not as dominant, so I got Boston College winning this game.
I'm going to take Clemson. It's a night game at Death Valley, so that gives you the crowd advantage there. I think Clemson's going to be looking to bounce back, and the main thing is, if Dracovic plays in this game, I'm taking Boston College, but he's just not going to play. So I just think Clemson has too much for Boston College, and Boston College just isn't going to get enough offense. And I don't think Missouri's defense is good at all. But moving on, we have Northwestern at Nebraska. Who are you taking in this game?
I got Nebraska winning this one. Nebraska has impressed me since their week one loss to Illinois. So I'm going to take Nebraska in this one and Northwestern. Even though I took them last week, I'm not a big fan of Northwestern generally. I thought it was an easy pick to pick Northwestern over Ohio. Lincoln disagreed with me there, but I got Nebraska winning this one here.
Yeah, the reason I took Ohio was because I thought Hunter Johnson was going to be starting, because with him starting, they had no offense at all. But I'm taking Northwestern because Helinski started last game. If he starts this game, if he doesn't start this game, I think Nebraska will win. But if Helinski starts, I'm taking Northwestern because that offense under him looks so much better than it did back whenever Hunter Johnson had it. Next game up, Auburn at LSU. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the LSU Tigers. As this is the Fest of Tigers, So I think that I really think that it will be a good matchup for both. But I really think that LSU, they've impressed me a little bit more. So I am going to pick LSU to win this one here.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to take LSU as well. Auburn did not look good. And Bo Nix wasn't playing, so I wonder if he's hurt, because TJ Finley is not beating his old team in LSU. If Bo Nix is in, maybe Auburn gets the win, but I still just think LSU will win this game. Next game, we're done with our pick'em. Now we're just going to get, this is included in the pick'em, but we're going to recap who we took in our three big games. So Arkansas at Georgia. I took Georgia.
I took Arkansas.
Cincinnati at Notre Dame. I took Cincinnati.
I took Notre Dame.
And then we have Ole Miss at Bama. I took Ole Miss.
I took Alabama. So why don't we just keep picking big games, because I always get these big games right, so I'm really happy. So looks like Arkansas. Here's the thing. I'm not going to say, and here's the other thing that I do want to point out. I think I pointed it out in the other segment, but I do want to point it out again. If KJ Jefferson is out for the game, I'm changing my pick to Georgia.
And the same thing with my Northwestern pick. If Helinski doesn't start, I'm taking Nebraska.
And we'll choose those before game time. We're not switching them after that. But here's the thing that I want to say is this. If Arkansas beats Georgia, is Arkansas unstoppable at that point? Like, you're looking at an Arkansas team that has killed Texas, that has beaten up Texas A&M, that beat Georgia. Like, this Arkansas team, at that point, I would say, I'm going to say it, they would be my national championship favorites.
I don't know. The only reason why I would say that is that they just don't – they haven't proved – I mean, they scored 40 on Texas, but that's a Big 12 defense. They haven't played a good defense and proven they could score a lot of points. A&M was a very good defense. They scored 17 on them in the first quarter, and A&M shut them down the rest of the game. They scored three, I believe, in the fourth quarter.
To be fair, KJ Jefferson was out for most of the second half. So,
still, the entire second quarter they were shut down. So I don't think you could say that they're my national championship favorites.
If they beat
Georgia, I think they're definitely in contention if they beat Georgia. But that'll wrap up this week of College Football Truth Day. We thank you all for listening, and hopefully we'll see you next week right here at the same place.
See ya.